Merging with Shiva, Lesson 175, The Meaning of Detachment. You have heard the statement, being in the world, but not of it. This is done through detachment. It is an attitude. It is a perspective. It is how we hold ourselves within that really matters, basically. That is the only difference in the beginning stages between one who is on the spiritual path and one who is not on the path. It is how awareness is held within, the perspective from which the conscious mind is viewed and responded to. The conscious mind is created and ramified by man himself. It is carried on by its own novelty. It goes on and on and on, and awareness can go on and on and on and on in it. Only in those quiet moments of retrospection does someone who lives in the conscious mind relax, turn inward, and understand a little philosophy. This pondering gives release, a new influx of energy. The object of being on the spiritual path is not to have just a little influx of energy, but to be the energy itself consciously. The object is to have awareness basically attached to the primal life force, and to see that and experience that as the real thing, rather than be attached to a collection of possessions and memories in the material world. Anyone who is strongly in the conscious mind has a feeling of possession and a feeling of fear. We're afraid of losing possessions. We own something. We love it. We break it. We cry. Our nervous system hurts when the otic force detaches. It was attached to that which we owned. Emotional involvement is a function of otic force. Holding awareness within the higher states of mind does not mean we cannot own anything. It means we will love it more when we do. But we will not be attached to it to the point that we become emotionally torn when it goes away. Understanding of the forces comes as we unfold on the path. Someone who is not involved deeply in the conscious mind is not subject to as many instinctive emotions. He is more of a real person, more himself. Most people think of the conscious mind as the entirety of the mind, but actually, it is only 1/10 of the mind's entirety, and therefore should not frighten us in any way. Nor should we wish to retreat from the conscious mind. The only real retreat is simply to detach awareness from that which it is aware of and allow it to go soaring within to that indefinable source from which all energies spring. Dive into the source and lose awareness within it and attain your ultimate goal.